Whether you have any or not, many of us are fascinated by gold. It's the storyline of many of a TV show and movie. Where can you find the biggest vault of it? The answer may surprise you on this edition of The American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Paul Urbans was once stationed at Fort Knox. He enjoys history and shares much of the early years of the gold vault at Fort Knox.
When they originally designed the bullion depository at Fort Knox, it was designed so that in case of an invasion or somebody trying to rob the place, it could be flooded.
The Treasury Department won't say if that's still the case, but it was the original plan. While the majority of the country's gold is at Fort Knox, Paul shares a tidbit most folks don't know.
Now, Fort Knox is not the largest depository of gold in the United States. It's the Federal Reserve Bank in Manhattan, but none of that's American gold. That's gold brought here from other countries for storage purposes. And you can actually tour that. They allow about 25 people a day in.
Conversely, the last time civilians were inside the vault at Fort Knox was in the early 1970s, when media were allowed to inspect the place to ensure the country, the nation's gold, was still there. Paul says the gold vault in New York serves as a world bank of sorts.
When there's a major transfer of monetary gold from one country to another, they don't put it on a ship and send it across the seas. They move it from one chamber to another chamber.
Much of that gold was sent to the U.S. for safekeeping around the time of World War II. So while Fort Knox is estimated to have over $80 billion of U.S. gold, there's actually more in New York.
The Federal Reserve Bank in New York has about 50% more gold, but none of it is American gold.
Paul enjoys history, and he says it's too bad people don't know more of the non-gold history from Fort Knox. We'll conclude the series next time as we travel the countryside near Fort Knox, Kentucky. I'm Andrew McCrae.